Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Undaunted by a rebuke of his efforts to pull together a denuclearization deal with North Korea, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo appealed for North Korea's leadership to follow Vietnam's path in overcoming past hostilities with the United States. Speaking to members of the U.S.-Vietnamese business community in Hanoi, Mr. Pompeo called on North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to stay committed to promises made when he met last month in Singapore with President Trump.
The road ahead will be difficult and challenging, and we know critics will try to minimize the work that we've achieved, but our allies, like the Republic of Korea and Japan, President Trump and I believe that peace is worth the effort.
North Korea's foreign ministry had said discussions with the top U.S. diplomat were, in their words, regrettable. Divers in Thailand rescued four boys out of a group of 12 and their soccer coach who had become trapped by floods inside a mountain cave for more than 2 weeks. Dangerous operation to bring the other nine to safety had been suspended today while rescuers replenished air tanks along the exit tunnel. The rescue is underway again where the boys and their coach are stranded about 44 kilometers, that is, inside the cave. At least six members of Tunisia's security forces were killed in an ambush that was near the Algerian border in what the government called a terrorist attack, the worst of its kind in the country in more than 2 years. A militant group linked to al-Qaeda claimed responsibility for the attack. Tunisia was the target of deadly attacks by Islamic jihadists at a beach resort in the country's leading museum in 2015. This is VOA News.